The Home Show with Tom Tynan podcast is made possible thanks to our partners like Ideal Roofing, installing quality material and quality workmanship.
I'm a hard-working man, working man, working man.
Good morning, Houston. Let's get you from to-do to done right now.
I can ride rope, a hammer and paint, do things with my hands that most men can't. I'm a hard-working man.
Need help with your to-dos? Or someone you can trust to do it for you? We're here for you. Home Show Radio continues with Tom Tynan.
That's the number to call and get in on the show. We'd like to hear from you. We have a lot of open lines, and we'll be with you today until noon. Next Saturday, we're going to take a little break. Be our first break in a long time. We've been coming at you live through this whole pandemic and more, actually, for like 33 years. I don't usually take weekends off. So, although I'm going to start doing one here and there, only because it's time, but not right now. 281-496-5711. All right, let's talk to Mike next. Mike, you're on Home Show Radio.
Yes, good morning, Tom. I had a question about the drain on my air conditioner. I've got a house built in 72, one story, and the drain for the air conditioner runs through the wall between my master bedroom and the bathroom, and just recently I've been hearing this dripping, kind of very rapid dripping when the AC's on. Is that something to be concerned about? There's no water dripping or anything, but just the sound I never heard before.
Where does it drain to, the outside or to your bathroom?
To the bathroom, and I've fought through it through the years. We had a couple of drains, and finally had the drain in this bathroom sink replaced, and everything seems to be working fine now. So you
hear it, dripping into your P-trap out of the sink.
That's what I'm thinking. I don't know.
It's
where
a little
the
gurgle. Yeah. If you go in, on that sink and you close your little stopper, you probably won't hear it. Yeah. No, that's common. It's just dripping. Yeah, there's a lot of humidity this summer. We've started off with a lot of water in the air. And so your air conditioning system is going to take sometimes up to, could take up to 20, 30 gallons of water out of your house a day.
Wow, yeah. And actually, I actually was kind of, I've seen the water running kind of through the pipes in the air conditioning system, and I was dumbfounded at how much water was actually coming out of that AC. And the dripping's what concerned me. I almost would expect a steady stream with as humid as it's been.
No, what's going to happen is it's going to go down and it's going to, you're going to hear it drop, drop. It'll be gurgle, 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 like a drop, drop noise.
Yeah.
And it's dropping from that pipe into the water in the P-trap, and you're hearing it splat into the P-trap. It's not going to be like a hose running. No, it's going to be a very slow, methodical drip.
Okay, and no, you know, putting any mechanical stress like a water hammer or anything like that kind of.
No. You're just, if it's your air conditioner, it's just taking out a lot of water that's in the air. It's actually working very well.
Okay, good. And then one other quick question, too. The drain that my AC goes into is open to the atmosphere. And I've had one AC guy said it shouldn't be. And then, of course, the guy that installed this one left it open to the atmosphere. Do you understand my question? Is that normal for the AC to just kind of drain into an open drain pipe?
They did that in the 70s, and I'm gonna warn you, you need to address this. My mother had that in her house, and I ignored it. And one day on her second floor, or first floor, she had a two-story house, built in 1972, the water was just pouring through the ceiling. And what had happened was her drain clogged up, and so the water started filling up that pipe. And it got to a point where it started overflowing and just started just dumping out water into the attic, and it worked its way down to the first floor. It was a huge mess. And so what we had to do was extend the pipe up and then put a cap on there. What you want it to do is you want it sealed. You want it to go back to the drain pan under the air conditioning system, and it wasn't doing that. And then you want to put off one of those little shutoff valves inside your drain pan. We call them, somebody told me they call them ceiling savers now, but it's just a little shutoff valve. If it notices a lot of water in the drain pan, it shuts the system down so you don't flood your house. And I've had them put in mine, and people should have those put in. That should be a standard little piece. It's a little upgrade for a couple $100, but
right. And, really, and that's actually what does kind of concern me is that, yeah, you know, you got the drain pan underneath the air conditioner that goes outside, but I'm like, and actually it did get stopped up, and I had to get the P-trap all, you know, changed mm-hmm. out and everything. But that be an air conditioning guy or a plumber that would do
that? Oh, no, that's the air conditioning guy that should take care of that. And if the pipe is higher than where it attaches in, just put a cap on it. Just make sure it's sealed all the way back to the drain pan.
Right. Because that's the other, through the years as I've been fighting this problem, the AC mm-hmm. guy kind of points to the plumber, and the plumber will point to the AC guy, and that's kind of been
well. You know
part
what?
When I
took care of, now the AC guy is going to put the little shutoff valve in there for you,
right.
But I remember calling Abacus Plumbing; they actually fixed the pipe for me. So I called the plumber for the pipe, and then we put the shutoff valve in with Absolute Comfort Air.
Okay, good. I appreciate the info on that. Always kind of concerned me it was open like that and thought it should be closed. So I think I'll look into that.
All righty.
Thanks. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. And let's talk to Sarah next. Sarah, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hi, Tom. My question is about insulation. I have a house that was built in the 20s and last renovated in about 1957. And we're renovating it ourselves, so labor cost isn't an issue. We have brick siding and then the wood, like, lath or shiplap on the inside of that. And so my question is, does it make any sense to insulate, to do, like, spray foam insulation or batting insulation? We're thinking about just doing the upstairs where most of the sun hits.
No. And no. You have shiplap on the outside and the inside.
No, it's drywall on the inside in the interior. And then, you know,
wait a minute. Behind the drywall, isn't there shiplap?
It's just drywall. Then the outside is the shiplap.
Okay, so you've taken the drywall down and you see the wall cavity?
Yeah, we've been doing it.
Are you pulling all that sheetrock down?
No, right now we're just doing some other stuff.
Oh, well, no, then don't worry about the walls.
Okay, you don't think it's worth it to insulate?
Oh, I know it's not worth it. It's not that I think. I know it's not. And for you to tear all that sheetrock down and put in batting, and do not spray foam, please, and then put all that sheetrock back and everything, you're just creating a job that you just don't need to do.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome. And enjoy the house. But, yeah, don't create busy work for yourself. A lot of people think, oh, I'll just put insulation in this wall and the sun hits it. No, don't do that. That's not going to help you a bit. I'll just give you a number. Okay, let's take a typical home in Houston. And the reason, by the way, that house has lasted since the 20s, it doesn't have insulation. Insulation rots the structure, especially if it's not done exactly the way it needs to be done. So 80% of the heat comes into the house through the roof. About 13% comes through the walls. Now let's look at the 80% coming through the roof. 80% of the 80% coming through the roof, because let's face it, the heater is the sun, it's above you, is radiation. So that leaves another percentage, which is conduction and convection. Convection is handled easily enough by hot air rising. That's just ridge vents and soffit vents. And then you have insulation on the floor of the attic separating the outside temperature from the inside. So you what you do is you have an R value, which is the resistance of heat flow. And now I'm boring myself. Like, what did Biden say the other day? I'm getting bored with this answer. Okay, well, I just did too. Now, on your walls, you have about 13%. So if you take the 80% and the 13%, that comes up to 93%, right? So you have another 7%, which are windows and doors and chimneys, you know, fireplaces, things like that, that cause heat gain onto the home. So you really don't want to spend a whole bunch of time on a wall, especially if it's only partial, for less than 13%. You're probably looking at 3%. Why go through all that sheetrock work and everything? Now, the older homes, they had shiplap on the outside. A lot of them had shiplap on the inside, too, because they don't have headers and stuff.
So I'm surprised in this case, maybe somebody had pulled it off when, before they put that sheetrock on, because that sheetrock, when it was renovated in the 50s, they did not have that in the 20s. So they might have removed it. But you have the airspace, you have the shiplap, you've got stuff that adds up to an R value also. And so you're already getting there, and it's just not worth the extra work unless you were going to do the entire home. And here's the last thought I want to leave with everybody before we go into our break, is the fact that if you're going to buy a home that was built in the 20s, in this case, you know, refurbished somewhat in the 50s, but if you're going to buy an older home like that, it can't be energy efficient. Don't try to make it. No, you have to build new, and you have to build with all the new technologies and stuff, and it gets to be very difficult, and quite frankly, I think a waste of most people's money, because you're talking about spending thousands to save pennies, and it doesn't make sense. It's what we call dumb money. I'd rather see you do something else with it. But as far as that goes, you know, a lot of people just want to do it, but don't try to do it with an older home. I had a home that was 120 years old up in Lake Placid, New York. It was the Cherry Lodge from the old Lake Placid Club. And it was a great home, all restored. But it was still an old home. It had the old fireplaces, the old wood floors, the old stone foundation, and basement, which was creepy as could be going down in there. It was just the way it was, but it was very cool. And it was nice. But it was in the wrong place. Lake Placid is okay for visiting. It was, oh, I live it up there. I go in the summertime. Yeah, great. Try living there in December. Yeah, between the bears and 6 feet of snow in front of your front door that you don't shovel. You try to crawl through it. You make tunnels and whatever you can do just to get out. No, it's quite the life, okay? And it's not a life I want to go back to. You all can have the snow. Not for me ever again. All right, we're going to move on now, and we're going to tell you about Due West Foundation Repair, a company you call when you do have those great big cracks in the walls above the doors and windows and your sheetrock. Your house is moving all over. Your doors are sticking. Nothing seems to be going right. It's just a terrible day. Then you call 713-473-7156. You call Due West Foundation Repair. And you say, come out and look at my place. There's something wrong. Well, they'll come out and they'll say, you know what? There's nothing wrong. You just need to fix these cracks. You'll be fine. They'll do that if it's the way it is. Sometimes they'll say, oh, I remember one severe case. They tried to fix the guy's foundation, and he called me up, and I called them, and they went out to look at it. And what happened was is the building kind of racked a little bit after a hurricane. I think it was Harvey, actually. And so the house was fine. It just... You're going to have to repair the sheetrock and stuff, but it's not going to be fixed by leveling a foundation. That certainly wasn't going to do the trick. So they're very astute. They know what they're looking at. They know what is going to really fix a problem if there is a problem. They know what the problem is, whether it's underground plumbing breaks or trees that are too close or moisture problems or just inefficient design, whatever the case may be, they can take care of it for you. Due West Foundation Repair. When you want the best, you call Due West. 281-496-5711. Call me and we will talk today. Let's talk to Carrie. Carrie, you're on Home Show Radio.
Good morning, Tom. I recently have worked on my kitchen faucet. I was getting real low water pressure, and I ended up having to replace the cartridge in the faucet plus for the spray valve to get the water pressure back. But since I'm in an old house built in the 50s and still have the original pipe, I thought maybe it was just clogged up. Shut my water off, took that apart, and now that I do have it working, my pressure is good, but I've got two problems. One, when I turn the water on, it's been sitting a little bit, it'll start running off just fine. Then it gives me a little burp, like it's got some air in it. And then there's kind of like a hissing, and it's only on the cold side. And then when I shut it off, I've got a little water hammer. What do you think I can do to remedy that?
You don't have air in your lines. It's impossible.
Yeah.
So people always say that. And I know it sounds like it, and that's fine. But
yeah,
when you shut the water, you shut the water off to the house when you worked on this thing?
Yes.
Okay, when you turned the water back on, did you have a valve open?
Possibly, yes.
Yeah, that's, you probably need to turn the water off to the house.
Mm-hmm.
Drain all your pipes.
Okay.
Just open everything, hose bibs, everything. Just get all the water you can out of there so it's got more air than water in it.
Right.
Then I want you to shut every valve and turn the water back on.
Okay.
I have a feeling one of your shock absorbers filled up with water and it doesn't have air in it, so it's giving you some, it's doing weird things and basically creating the water hammer and causing you that other problem, which is reminiscent of a water hammer, too.
Okay.
Okay. Right. Anytime you turn the water back to your house, don't leave any valves open. What happens is the water rushes through, fills those shock absorbers up with water, and you want it to pressurize with air first. Now, that doesn't mean when you go and you start opening valves, it's going to spit some air out. Let it spit all at once. It's not going to cause you any problem. It'll work itself out. But if you had air in a line that was constantly there and you didn't have some kind of pump system or something from a well, you would have water spewing everywhere. You would know you have a hole in your supply line.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. It didn't really make sense to me that there was air in there, but
I think your shock absorber's full of water, and it's just, it has nowhere to go, and it's doing weird things and causing you these problems.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thanks a lot.
Yes, sir. Thanks, Gary. And let's talk to Fletcher. Fletcher, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hey, good morning. I don't know if you answer questions about driveways. I've got a gravel driveway where the gravel's just finally been pushed down, or
right,
and it just needs another layer of it. And I didn't know if you knew somebody who did that.
Gosh, any big quality? Because you want to get somebody close to you so they don't have travel time.
I live down. Not far from Hobby, a little bit north of Pearland.
Yeah, so you're going to have to just find a dirt yard that sells mulch and dirt, and they'll sell gravel, and they'll come out, and they have spreaders they can spread it to. They do the, you know, we have construction roads done all the time when we go onto jobs. And right. any dirt yard, it's a big one, not just I'm not talking about a garden center. I'm talking right. about a real dirt yard. They should be able to have the gravel you want to put down, depending what you want.
Okay. Is there one that you think might be like a crushed concrete a better thing, or is it just...
Well, if you want crushed concrete, Cherry companies, they have crushed concrete. Not only do they buy concrete and crush it, they sell it too. So if you've got a job that they can come out and do, they'll do it for you. They'll lay it down, and they make their own sized concrete too, and they can talk to you. So that would be a great place to start is Cherry companies, and I can give you a phone number if you need it.
Okay. I think we have, because Cherry's people, who, we have a house that we put on property, and they're the ones that put it there.
Oh, yeah. They do house. They used to do house moving. They don't anymore. Yes.
Oh, okay. But I know that they do all kinds of stuff, so we have that number. So.
Well, they're definitely the king of crushed concrete. I'll tell you that right now. So they advertise here, and all I do is push. They're looking for concrete. It's amazing how someone's trash is another man's treasure, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right. Well, I appreciate your help. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Fletcher. And what you're dealing with is not uncommon. We used to do construction roads all the time. First thing we have to do on properties that you don't do it when, well, sometimes you do a short one, but you usually don't do it when it's like in the suburbs. When you're going out on acreage, you've got to put a construction road in, or you got trucks stuck everywhere. And guess what? Just so you know, when a truck gets stuck in the mud, like concrete trucks and things like that, the homeowner's charged. As long as that truck is sitting there in the mud, you're charged for it. That's why you put in a construction road. Just so you know, somebody's going to get charged. They don't sit around for fun. That's for sure. All right, Right Touch Electrical is the company you call when you have an electrical problem. So far, knock on wood, I have no electrical problems. I've got other people I'm calling, but not for electrical problems right now. Everything there I'm doing pretty good with. But we'll see when I get home this weekend back to Houston and see what's going on with my house. I still have trees to clean, and I can talk Rudy's coming out, and I got all kinds of people coming. But as far as for me, electrical problems, no. But for you, you make sure you call Will and Gary at Right Touch Electrical. They're the ones that own and run it, and they're electricians. Well, Will's the master electrician. And everybody works for them, electricians. In fact, they just hired a bunch of new people because they can't keep up with the work, which is great. Well, they can keep up with the work. They just needed more help. So they can keep up with the work, and they take care of all the people of Houston. They do nothing but service work for the most part. They do a couple of things here and there when it comes to remodeling, like with Trifection and stuff. But as far as what they're doing, it's pretty much service work, and they're here to service the people of Houston. Whether it's a ceiling fan you want hung from Home Depot, or you got a breaker box that's giving you all kinds of problems, it's one of those old Georgia Pacific or something, you just need inspection because your lights are dimming and things of that nature, call Right Touch Electrical. You'll find all of our Home Show certified pros at homeshowradio.com. Doesn't cost anything. Get their numbers. Go to their websites. You can see their videos, and it's all free, by the way. And you call them. Have them come out and talk to you about it. One thing about Right Touch Electrical, they'll come out, and if there's work that needs to be done, they're going to tell you how much it costs. It's up to you. You can say no, and they'll leave. But they're going to tell you how much it costs before they do anything. And that way you're comfortable with what needs to be done. That's Right Touch Electrical.
Now back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
That's 281-496-5711, and we will talk today. Let's talk to Haley. Haley, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
I am fine.
Good. Okay, and yes, I'm needing some back patio work done. Now, currently, we have a flagstone out there, and there's a slab under part of it, and part of concrete slab under part of it, like the foundation, and then part of it, there isn't a foundation, so it has sunk. So I'm looking at probably having to rip out all the flagstone and replace it. And I'm looking for a good kind of concrete patio place.
I don't know about a concrete patio place, but it's outside landscaping. It's called a hardscape. And I would call, I'd call Tom over at Family Landscapes. He can take it out and put in whatever you want and make it all nice and beautiful. And if you need plants or drainage or anything like that, that's all part of the package. That's what they do.
Okay, so it's Tom at
Family Landscapes. And I want you to remember this, Haley. I don't know if you're new to the show or if you listened before, but homeshowradio.com. All the names of all the people we talk about are there. It doesn't cost you a penny. I don't want any of your money. That's not what we do here. I just want you to have access to these guys that are really good.
Okay. All right. And then they come out and give you free estimates.
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't have to use them. I never ask anybody to use them. I only ask you to talk to them first before you make your decision. That's all I'm going to do for you. Whatever decision you make will be best for you, but he does a lot of outdoor. I mean, that's what he does. He doesn't mow yards and stuff. He's an outside landscaper, sprinklers, drainage, patios, hardscapes, softscapes, everything.
Okay. All right. I think that's it.
Okay. Well, then that's all we need to do. Let's talk to Ernest next. Ernest, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hi, Tom. Got a siding problem. I have a 53-year-old house here in southwest Houston, and broad expanses of siding. I've had contractors out, and one has a wood product, treated wood, called LP Smart Wood, and he also does Hardy. Do you have any preferences?
You remember Hurricane Harvey?
Oh, yes.
Do you know what was on the side of the road for our mayor? Let's just say you lived in the city of Houston. I don't want to get into politics, but our mayor had to pick up all this garbage. You know what was the number one thing on the garbage? Was smart siding. You know
really?
What was not on that side of the road? Was Hardy. I don't know how else to explain it. That I want people to realize it's not smart. It's press board with paper coating. It makes no sense. I've done videos about it. I've talked about it, and I know you probably haven't seen it, and that's fine. I'm not the most popular guy in town, but Hardy is the way to
okay.
go.
What okay. What about load bearing on this old house?
No issue at all. We're talking about point loads. We're talking about engineering facts that people say, oh, it's too heavy. Not the way that a siding or a brick or a stone or I can go on and on and we can get into point loads and it would bore me to death, even though I have a minor in structural engineering. But it just doesn't matter.
Okay. Well, I thank you for your help.
Yes, sir.
Good show.
Thank you very much. We try our best, and thank you for listening. Landscaping is something that a lot of you don't want to do. Don't blame me a bit. I mean, sometimes I don't want to do it either. I like playing with my fruit trees and stuff, but basic landscaping, put in the rocks and the mulch and building the dirt, and that's a lot of work. And I don't mind working. I work 7 days a week. I work hard. I still do a lot of physical stuff. There's no doubt about it. I'm more careful with ladders, I'll tell you that. But besides that, no, I'm still very physical. But there's some things I just rather do than others. And I'm at a time in my life where I can pick and choose what I want to do. And then I'll get people to do the other stuff. When it comes to landscaping, say a whole front yard, you're building new beds, you're putting in new plants, that's when I call the experts. Tom at Family Landscapes. He's doing the lighting systems, the drainage systems, the sprinkler systems, the beds, building the dirt. You got to build dirt. You know that? When you're a good landscaper, you build the dirt, build the beds, so the plants do well. And, you know, later you can maintain them, but it's that initial building of the dirt. Different layers, different compost, different things going in together that creates that special touch that most people just dig a hole and shotgun a plant in there and see what happens. It's not the way you're supposed to do it. Even if the plant lives, it has a couple of hard 2 years growing, that's for sure. But Family Landscapes, Tom, he's a landscape designer. He's a licensed irrigator. He understands the Houston area. And he knows how to put it all together. So if you're thinking of re-landscaping front yard, backyard, around your swimming pool, outdoor area, hardscapes, softscapes, you know, that means pavers and stuff, whatever the case may be, putting it all together, levels, retaining walls, they do it all at Family Landscapes. Call Tom and find out how he can put it all together for you. 832-309-6886. Go to homeshowradio.com. And visit him online at our website, and you can see all the beautiful work he's done in videos and things like that. And then you make a decision. Is that for you? It just might be at Family Landscapes.
Now back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
(281) 496-5711. Call me and we will talk today. Do you podcast? Made me cough. Okay, there. Do you podcast? Subscribe to our Home Show Radio podcast. You can do that at Apple's Podcast Library or Spotify, just in case you're a podcaster. Hashtag podcast. I don't know. I don't even know what that means. I always ask you, what's a hashtag mean?
Well, it means, you know, it's a hashtag.
Okay, fine. Thank you. It's like when I ask somebody, I can't seem to reset my password, you know, on my computer or something. They, well, just go in. I said, go into what? No, just go in. Go in. Is it raining? Dog comes in when it's raining. I mean, that's how people start the conversation with a computer. Oh, it's easy. You just go in and then they talk a bunch of stuff that I don't understand. But I didn't get past the just go into what? I mean, I can turn it on. What am I going into? You're going into there. You're going in. Oh, it's freaky, man. Freaky. All right. Oh, goodness. 281-496-5711. Let me just go into a call right now. See, now I know how to do that. Let's talk to Chris. Chris, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hey, good morning, Tom. Thanks
Hello,
for the
Chris.
Show.
Thank you.
Quick question. I have a bird problem. So I have a back-covered patio. Just installed a 72-inch ceiling fan, have the wicker furniture, and I keep having birds that like to hang out on the patio and poop all over everything.
Mm.
I've tried it. I have a fake owl up there. They even pooped on top of the owl's head.
Yeah, I know. I had one on my beach house. You know what a fake owl, you can get rid of the birds? You have to throw the owl at the birds. That's what I finally did. But they came back. That didn't work.
Yep. I installed flash tape. I even tried this spray that has a nuisance odor to it. Mm. And nothing seems to work. So I've done everything short of bringing out the BB gun.
Okay, and you can do that. But Have you ever gone to Galveston and seen these places where they put all these wind flags and these things that just blow in the wind?
Yes.
You know why they do that? I used to have a house in Galveston. That's where I had my owl that I threw at the birds. Because I drove up one day and there's literally a bird sitting on the owl's head, and I said, this ain't working. Flags that are flapping in the wind keep the birds away.
Okay, perfect.
If you can find a way to get some of those, they got like kite flags. They have, you can put flags of any country, I guess, you want. I'm not going to get into all that because the world's going crazy right now and I'll be called names. But I had an American flag and a Texas flag on either side of my deck, and I never had another bird, and that would just flap in the wind. Anything that flaps and moves like that, birds hate.
Okay, perfect.
Okay?
Okay, I'll definitely install that. Thank you for the advice.
You're very welcome. Thank you, Chris.
No problem. Have a good day.
You too. Now, I'm not going to tell you what flag to put. It's up to you. I'm not going there. Everybody says, Tom, you got to be really careful. You can't say this. You can't say that. Okay. What am I supposed to say? Nothing. Okay, don't say anything. That works for radio. Yes. I say nothing? All right, we're going to get to Charles right after this. We're going to talk about Trifection right now. I do want to tell you about Trifection. All they do is remodel. Trifection is a company that does remodeling. They remodel all kinds of stuff. They mainly homes, but when they do to a home is all kinds of stuff. That's a better way to put it. Kitchens, bathrooms, room additions, media rooms, home offices. A lot of people are staying in their home right now, and for good reason, you know, the sicknesses and the unrest going on, all kinds of stuff. A lot of people are moving out away from the cities, too. That's a big trend right now, but with Trifection, they're remodelers. Maybe you're buying an old house on a piece of property out in the country. That's okay. They can remodel the whole thing. That doesn't matter to them. They're just major remodelers. They know how to put it all together. Their cabinets, their team of people that work with you, the whole operation is just geared to cater to their clients and make sure their clients get the best and finest remodeling job ever. And I love to use this example. We remodeled the bathrooms in our home, my wife and I, Sandra and me, or I should say Sandra and I, and we remodeled the bathrooms. I have mine. I knew. I picked out all my stuff in like 8 minutes. I said, I want that tile. I want that countertop. I want that cabinet. And then blah, blah, blah. It was done. But that's because I've done it for a living all my life. It's really easy for me. She had never remodeled anything in her entire life. She had moved. She had worked. She was, you know, nose to the grindstone person in television 30 years, all the Emmys, all the stuff she did, all the traveling all over the world, you know, meeting with Ferdinand and Amelia Marcos and all this stuff that she has done, the handing over of Hong Kong. And she finally, I said, it's your bathroom. Pick everything you want and work with the people at Trifection. And she did. And it was hard for her, but she had good guidance. And it came out perfect for her. And she's so pleased with it because, not me, but because of the fact, because I wanted to stay out of it. I wanted to see how this all worked. They helped her every step of the way. That's what they do with their clients. I saw firsthand from the initial phone call to the final punch out exactly how they treat people. And with me, it's easy because I've been in the business. I'm not a challenge to anybody, but she was. In fact, I'm least pickiest in the world because I've been through it all. Little things don't bother me, but some things will, the weirdest things will bother some people. So anyway, Trifection can do it all for you. It's all about form, function, and fit. Give them a call at 281-KITCHEN. That's 281-KITCHEN.
Now back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
Call me and we will talk. Let's talk to Charles. Charles, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hey, Tom. Hot water question. I replaced a hot water heater about 4 months ago. Oh, by the way, it was up there like 31 years, and the controller failed, but I had a water softener on it, so
there you
thanks
go.
For that tip.
Yes, sir.
I replaced that 4 months ago, and now when I turn on the hot water, it gets spitting like there's air in there, and that's been going on for about 4 months. So what do you think I ought to do?
Did you install this yourself, or did you have a plumber install it?
Oh, I did it myself.
Okay. I have a feeling that your dip tube fell in, or there's a dip tube problem, or fill tube, excuse me. When a water heater, make sure you have the cold going in and the hot going out. Make sure those two are in the right place.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they are, but I just wanted to say that to you, because if it was some, I've made, you know, really dumb, that's a kind of a dumb mistake, and I've made those before myself just by rushing along and not really looking. But when the water heater gets fed, it fills the water to the bottom of the tank, and then it takes from the top, it takes the hot water off the top and runs it into your system. And if it gets backwards, it gets to be a real mess. So then it'll just start spitting water and stuff. So I want to make sure that fill tube, and the way you have to find out is you literally take the side that says cold and undo it and stick your finger in there and make sure you feel a tube that's going all the way to the bottom. Because what'll happen if it fills on top, it starts to spit and everything, and you get all kinds of weird stuff because you're throwing cold water on hot water. Does it give you all the hot water you want?
Oh, yeah.
But maybe that's not it, because usually what will happen is you run out of hot water quicker with something like that. So it's just spitting on you a little bit.
That's correct. Just on the hot side. The cold side is good.
But does it go away right after you start, or does it keep doing it?
When I first turn around, I get a little spit, then it goes fine. And then after it purges the water out of the cold water out of the line, and, you know, the hot water starts coming out again, it spits again.
Huh. Well, that's all I can think about is if it's getting air on the top of the water tank like that, because it's filling in the top and not the bottom. That's the only thing I could think of that would make it do it from the water heater.
Well, I'll double check that again.
Yeah, I would check that first. I mean, that's all I can do is tell you is I would check that first, because we could come up with other stuff that might not be it, and you're just wasting your time.
Okay, well, thanks a lot, Tom.
All
and
right,
by the way, that water softener is a good idea.
Oh, yeah. Mine's 23 years old now, and I just checked it the other day, and it's not a leak, nothing. And I have a water softener from day one, but the water softener is the only way to go. I don't know how people – when people get one, they never go back. They always keep it.
And when I moved the hot water heater, it you know, they're usually full of sediment. This had nothing in it. And I'm on a well, too. I'm on well water.
Really? Good for you. All right. Well, that means you maintained your water softener, too. Good man. Thank you, Charles.
True thing. Bye-bye.
You bet. All right. Let's talk to Mark. Mark, you're on Home Show Radio.
Good morning, Tom.
Hello, Mark.
Tom, got several questions. Let's start with the first one here. Really debating between the gas and the electric home scenario. Put it on a scale for me and just let me know what are the advantages of going gas versus electric, or just going all electric.
Are you building in the city, in the county? Where are you putting this house?
It's in the county.
Okay. So is it like on a piece of big land or something, or?
I mean, there's
is it
gas
in a subdivision,
and,
or do you know?
In a subdivision. I mean, there's all city services available, so it's not like I have to go way out of the.
Okay.
The way to get the gas.
Well, and what I was getting at is this. I built a lot of buildings on lots of acreage, right? And it's always best to have more than one power source. Because when you're on a grid and you're out somewhat in the country, you're going to be the last ones if you lose power to ever get your power back. So if you have propane and you have other types of, you have solar, you have any generators, that kind of thing, you're always going to have some kind of backup power supply. When you're in the city and you lose your power, I mean, you're out. But with gas, you could have a generator. So you could crank a generator up. You won't be without power as long. So if you don't mind being without power 4 or 5 days after a hurricane or something, they usually take care of you first when you're in a very urban setting, and then they kind of work their way out. So that's how I'm looking at, but my preference, no matter where you are, and I'm in a subdivision too in Huntwick up in Champions, is the fact that I like more than one power source. So I have electric and I have natural gas. I've got a natural gas generator that clicks on when I lose power.
I can always use my barbecue grill. I can use my cooktop. We always have hot water because we always have gas. So I don't lose any of that if I lost power, even if I didn't have a generator.
Excellent take. Like that. Yes, real quick, let's talk about, appreciate all the info on that. I get a little nervous with gas sometimes, but at the same time, heck, we've all lived with it for a long time.
I don't know if make you feel better, it might make you feel worse, but most fires in homes are created by an electrical problem, not by gas.
Would that set it all?
Okay, so now you got to worry about electricity. Okay, fine.
Well, it should be all new wiring, so we should be okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you'll be fine.
All right, Tom, real quick, let's talk about roofs. Metal versus shingles, and is there just a major leak cost difference with going with a metal roof on new construction compared with, you know, an existing home where they have to tear off and all that? But is there a huge cost difference between going metal from the word go compared with shingles?
The answer is yes. It can be up as much as three times as much for a metal roof as it would be for a shingle roof. But you can get some shingles that are very expensive, too, that come with lifetime warranties. So there are some shingles now that will last 50, 60, 70 years, no problem. So you don't have that lifetime effect as much as you used to, say, 20, 30 years ago, when a metal roof was the only roof you bought. And when you bought shingles, you'd be replacing them every, 20 to 30 years. So that, those days are gone. And so you can get a longevity out of the roof either way, but metal is always more expensive than the other shingles. But as you get into the lifetime shingles, that cost gets closer and closer together because you're buying a higher quality product and you're buying a warranty that's going to be very strong throughout the life of it, not only from the roofer, but from the material manufacturer too. But the other thing is this, metal roofs and shingle roofs look very different. And some architecture, I've seen people put metal roofs, which are great roofs, on a house and made it the ugliest house I've ever seen in my life. It just doesn't match. So you have to go a little architectural vernacular too and think to yourself, is this country home, a metal roof is great, but if I have some other kind of home, is it really going to look good with a metal roof? So you have to go with the aesthetics too.
Well, once again, very well thought out. Appreciate that, Tom. And last quick question.
Yes, sir.
I hear you talk about the water softeners a whole lot, and my son up in Waxahachie just got one installed. So what is the difference between a water softener and a water filter?
A filter takes out stuff. For instance, a reverse osmosis will take out pesticides. It'll take out pharmaceuticals. It'll take out chloramines and chlorines and things like this. What a water softener does is it takes out the hardness. So the water is soft and will clean properly, but it doesn't make it drinkable by any means. It just makes it where it cleans properly, because what soap does, and I'll use your dishwasher as an example, what the cascade does is it makes the hard water that goes into the dishwasher, it softens it so the water can do the cleaning, because the water does the cleaning. So soft water will not build up calcium deposits on your shower doors, on your shower heads, in your equipment. Your body is cleaner because it rinses the soap off your body properly. Same with your hair, same with your clothes. Your clothes last longer going through the washing machine, and so on and so forth. It just makes the water better to use as you use it for cleaning and going through your pipes and your equipment.
Well, Tom, as always, your information is impeccable and very much appreciated, sir.
Oh, yeah, Mark, anytime. Call me. Thank you.
Thanks,
and good
Tom.
Luck with
appreciate
your new project. It sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun and a good project for you. I haven't done a project like that in a long time, although I'm just finishing up a very big build-out. In fact, I did so well. Let me just tap my back a little bit. Nobody listened to me. I told them August 1st it would be done. They said, oh, no, it's going to be done in 6 weeks. Yeah, no, it's not. August 1st. So we're going to get done by August 1st, okay? That now they're doing another build-out for the Safety Alliance program they're putting at the college. And they said, Tom, we have to rehab this whole new section of... What they did was they bought a mall. I don't know if you've ever been to Brownsville, a thing called an Amigoland Mall that was here back in the 70s, and the college bought it. Now it's a college campus, and they're doing all these build-outs and all these different... Like, I took the New Tech Center and made it a plumbing and electrical
really nice lab, and we took the old garden center and made it a 48 booth, a welding lab, and so we're rehabbing everything. But the project I'm doing now is going to be, I just finished the welding, or we're finishing it now. We've got a couple more weeks left. The welding, the criminal justice, where we train police officers. We're doing industrial maintenance for the credit program, and the plumbing and pipe fitting and electrical labs that I have put together, and I got to design them all, and it was a lot of fun. And next is going to be the other thing, but I haven't done any homes, anything, in a long time. And so some, once in a while, you get to miss that, making the decisions like we were just talking about, whether you go with one source of power, two sources of power, that kind of thing. All electric home today was not a bad option. Thing is, if you lose your electrical service, you don't have any other backup to get you some power. But with the electricity rates being so low today, it's not a bad option at all. In fact, I remember when they pushed the all-electric neighborhoods and homes back with the heat pumps and everything back in the 80s and early 90s, it was a terrible decision. But today, not so much. All right, a good decision you make on any home you're going to build, and this goes with anyone. I don't care if you have a stucco home, a brick home, a stone home. You're still going to have soffits, fascias, some trim, some columns. You're going to have some things like that, and that's where Hardy siding comes in. Or maybe you're going to use siding too. It makes a great look. A metal roof with a country-looking siding job, and you know, you're going to have something that's going to last, doesn't burn, doesn't warp, termites don't eat it. I mean, it lasts, and that's Hardy. You can put flaming embers up against it. It's not going to burn. It'll leave it all smoky looking, but you can wash it off and paint it, but it's not going to burn. Hardy is something else. It is really a great product. Of course, you have to get someone good to put it on, but you have so many choices of textures and different material options and thicknesses and all the trim to go with it. And you can get it pre-painted, or you can, the Color Plus, or you can get it just primed. It all comes primed with a good primer, so your paint holds really well, and it holds paint really well. It is something else, the Hardy siding system. Choose it for your next home. Don't go the other route, because wood is never good when it comes to siding, but Hardy is. It's fiber cement, and it works, and it's proven here in the Houston area over and over through the storms. It always holds up. That's Hardy siding, and to get someone good to put it on, you go to homeshowhardypros.com. That's homeshowhardypros.com. 281-496-5711. That's 281-496-5711. Call me and we will talk. We're going to be with you another hour today until noon here on Home Show Radio on Sports Radio 610. Let's talk to Ron. Ron, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hey, Tom. How are you doing today?
I'm cool and comfortable. Thank you, sir.
On our master tub, the drain handle, when it won't stay down, I'll have to kind of hang this little soap thing off of it. I've looked in the back of the through the utility door, and I don't see anything but the drain pipe. So it tells me that the whole mechanism inside the tub. What adjustment can I make, or what do you do in that situation?
It is. What do you? It's a plug, so you can fill up the tub.
No, it's, you know, the lever that you know that you use to, you know, shut the tub off and then
right.
press it down.
So it won't stay. So it shuts it off. It only stays open.
No, it only stays closed.
Okay, and you have a silver plate on the on your tub, right?
Yeah, I haven't pulled that off yet.
Okay, that's what I'm going to tell you. You can pull that. You can probably have two screws to take it off.
That's true. That's it.
And it's going to have this a set of arms that go down to this thing that goes up and down, which
right,
is the plug. Pull it all out and just clean it up and put it back. I think you'll be fine.
Okay. Second thing, backyard drain. I have that black corrugated,
It's called ADS pipe, automatic drainage system. Yes, it's corrugated black pipe. Yes, I have it all over my yard.
Okay, can you snake that?
You can snake it, yes.
Okay.
Most people just blowing it out with water or, even if you've got some problems. But, yes, can you snake it? Absolutely. Just don't be too aggressive with it. But it's pretty tough stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. No, the reason I asked it, because maybe a month ago I called you regarding, I got a floor gap.
Sorry about that. I had called. Who's the people that does that? You recommend?
Was it Family Landscapes?
No, they do the draining, the snaking of the.
Abacus Plumbing.
Yeah, Abacus. Anyway, I'll probably call them back out then. Okay, I appreciate it.
You're very welcome, and that's what Abacus does. It's them, not me. Abacus, you can count on them. You know how else you can count on? RCW Nurseries. RCW Nurseries, my favorite place to go when it comes to plants. I go there all the time. In fact, talked to David the other day. Was asking him for some referrals. Came right up with it, no problem. Anytime I have a landscaping question or something I need done with my yard and I have a question about it, it's RCW Nurseries when it comes to planting. Trees, soils, fertilizers. Goodness. Well, he runs a tree farm. So when you have a tree issue, you go to the guys that grow the trees. They almost invented, or they're one of the first ones that created a tree farm where the trees grow in pots and not in the ground where they had to dig them up and then replant them. It grows right in pots. And that way they can move them around a lot easier. And it's quite the operation, actually. RCW Nurseries is located at 249 and Beltway 8. It's a beautiful place. And if you just want to call them and pull up, and they'll load your truck, your trailer, whatever you have for you, and then off you go. You can get everything you want. If you know exactly what you want, just call them, tell them. In fact, I'll be going up there, not this week, but right after the 4th of July, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, one of those days, I need to get a whole bunch of stuff for my yard, including MicroLife fertilizer, which they have. They sell it, and you bring your container back, and they just fill it up. So it makes it real easy and get just what I need. I don't need to buy 15 bags. I mean, if I needed to, I would. It's just something I don't need. You might need that many bags. They have that too. That's RCW Nurseries. Worth a drive from anywhere. My favorite nursery. Well, I don't have to drive far, so it is close to me. But I know the family. In fact, some of them live in my neighborhood right down the street from me. That's RCW Nurseries, 249 and Beltway 8. Worth a drive from anywhere.
Getting the yard and garden you really want is easy with help from the Home Show Garden Pros. Houston's leading independent, locally owned nurseries come together with Danny Milligan. Saturday, 7 till 9.
How much water should I give the grass?
Answering questions anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com. Videos, advice, tips, and the Garden Pros podcast. Always on, always free. Helping you be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros. Saturday, 7 till 9 on Sports Radio 610. And online anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.